This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
When we talk about tackling climate change, we usually think about technology or perhaps government policy, not who necessarily sits around the boardroom table. But new research from Swinburne University suggests that gender inclusion itself might be part of the climate solution. And joining us is Dr. Wahed Duzaman, lecturer in human resource management at Swinburne University. Wahed, welcome to Drive.
Hi, Warren. Yeah, this is Wahed.
This is inspiring research. What inspired you to explore the link between gender inclusion and climate performance?
Yeah, the first thing that strikes our mind, like if you compare tourism and hospitality industry, like 55% women are working in comparison to 39% in general other industries. So because women are working in a higher number in this industry, so what is their contribution, what they can do, and what more they can be do in like achieving carbon emission or the greenhouse gas emission. So that is strike our mind, and I and with my colleague, and we thought whether women and that's really contribute or can contribute in this regard to reduce carbon emission.
What kinds of leadership behaviors or decisions stood out when women were part of the board or the management team?
Okay, when women are in the hospitality and tourism industries, particularly in the board, and when they're is more than one third, like 33% women or female board members. And we found they really contribute to accept more environment friendly policies. And also they allocate budget that's actually spent to provide employees training and to reduce carbon emission.
I wonder why. Is it that the men are less accepting of climate change and the need to take action? What is it that's driving this difference?
Yeah, men also, like, definitely they contribute. But what we found, because women, because of their socialization, like, you can see their more caring attitude in their family, and there is a theory about gender socialization theory, and that indicates women or female, they care more about environment because they want to protect their family in case of any adverse situation. And same attitude they follow when they care about their organization and the planet. They take care, they come forward, and they take that kind of attitude and they actually implement the measures that really contribute to reduce the carbon emission. So men and female, or men and women, both work, but women in this case more caring about their families and the organization at the same time.
We're chatting with Dr. Wahed Duzaman from Swinburne University about new research showing how gender inclusion could also be a climate strategy. Wahed, I mean, there's many barriers out there. Which ones in particular are holding women back from senior roles in these industries? And how can businesses, I suppose, remove them?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, female, though you can see like 55% are working in the industry, but only 23% actually working on the board. So not on the leadership position. So the organizations, like there are many barriers or challenges for women, particularly like, you know, that women, they have more work pressure or family workloads, or they have the policies, like sometimes the policy indicates that women or any person for the leadership position needs a continuous work experience. And that's something actually like a barrier or challenge for women, because many women, they work part-time or they are working not a continuous position because of other commitments. So that's actually the main barriers what we found, not the women in this industry is not in the in the leadership position.
I feel like you know, we should be increasing the amount of women just to balance it out and make it equal. But the fact that we're finding now that with more women in these roles, there's better climate action, I think it's even more important that we get to those equal levels.
Yeah, that's what we want to say. It is a strategy. It is not like we maintain the balance between men and women. That is not just a social demand. It is more like a strategic position. Like if we really want to reduce or fight against the environmental pollutions, we need women on the leadership positions. And if we can give this message to across the industry, they will really focus to or remove the barriers so that women can be more on leadership position, and they will help to reduce carbon emission or improve environmental performance.
Wahed, your study mainly looked at hospitality and tourism as industries. Do you think that we can extrapolate these results and it would impact any industry if there were more women in the leadership roles?
Yeah, that's another good question. We particularly focus on this industry like hospitality and tourism, in particular because women are working more, like 55% in this industry than any other industry. Mm. But at the same time, we consider like other industries would be benefited if they improve leadership, like female leadership in their board, because the theory says, according to the socialization theory, the female is more caring and work for environmental performance. So based on those theoretical background or underpinning of theoretical strength, we can say that female in any other organizations would help to reduce carbon emission. But definitely we need more statistical research to see like whether that's really statistical significant in other industries or not. For now, we can say at least hospitality and tourism industry, because this industry almost contribute 8% greenhouse gas emission across the industries. And also, if we consider only the transport, 20% transport-related gas emission comes from this industry. So we consider like if this industry or the hospitality and tourism industry can be the pioneer, they can implement this strategy like women on their board, and that can be a pathway for other industries.
I love it. A couple of messages came in. Priya in Hawthorne says, interesting research, equality helping the environment. Who would have thought? And another one from Renee, brilliant topic. We need more of this thinking in the boardroom. So, Wahed, hopefully people are listening. We get more women in and help fight climate change.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Drive.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Dr. Wahed Duzaman, lecturer in human resource management at Swinburne university. There you go. All the more reason to get those quotas right.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.